Good morning, Mr. Bill. How are you this, I think it's a brisk Monday morning.
I would say brisk, yeah. 36 degrees this morning out the door. That's brisk.
Oh, my gosh, that's brisk. Yeah, the snow's coming. But it's not going to snow probably until February because I started my snowblower over the weekend and it started right up, which means why would it snow? Why would it snow? It only snows when the snowblower doesn't start. So
let me ask you about your acorns, because that's always a big thing we talk about every year, a big indicator of the severity of our upcoming winter, Steve.
Yes, based on Casey's nuts, the acorns, it's going to be a mild winter. They started to fall early, but we're not a lot of acorns this year, so probably not going to have a lot of snow.
I'm blaming the pandemic. That's what I'm doing.
That's right. But
it took its toll on the acorn.
Yeah, we can talk about acorns, but I'd rather express an opinion. And before I do that, I have to disclaim that one man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion. My opinion doesn't necessarily reflect the advertisers, on-air personalities, or advertisers of WLIP. It just means that after serving 22 years on the city council representing the neighborhood I was born and raised in and still choose to live in, I have a right to complain, grumble, and offer my opinion, and I do that every Monday morning with Bill on 1050 WLIP. After all, it's just one man's opinion.
All right, Mr. Man, what's in your craw? What's your beef? What's bugging you?
Well, it still just breaks my heart as to what's going on in the uptown, and as I look further into it and ask questions about what's going on in the uptown at this point, it just gets more frustrating. Spoke with a business owner, won't mention their name, as to what is the plan in the uptown. They have no idea. They haven't been told anything. They've attended a few meetings. They stopped attending the meetings because the meetings are not productive. But there is no plan as to what's going to happen, whether the insurance companies are going to come in and tear down the buildings, whether the landlords are going to rebuild, whether they're going to change the direction of the uptown. And then I made a few calls to City Hall and spoke to a couple of elected officials, and nobody really can tell me exactly what is happening. And I don't care what the plan is, but you have to have a plan. Someone's got to be able to sit down and say, look, we've got this many businesses that have gone out of business. These are the businesses that want to continue to operate in the uptown. Yeah. These are the businesses that want to relocate. These are the businesses that are not going to reopen. How many landlords do you have in the uptown? How many landlords want to rebuild? How many landlords want to sell their property? How many landlords are just going to let the buildings or the property sit empty? You know, there's no clearinghouse for this type of information, or at least not that I've been told about. And the couple aldermen that I've spoken to know nothing about what's going on. But, of course, you know, there's all kinds of direction in the downtown as to what direction the downtown is going. And that's what bothers me the most. It's all about the downtown all the time. And there's nothing planned for the uptown. The uptown is decimated. I mean, it looks like a war zone, but there doesn't seem to be anybody heading up, you know, the plan to revamp or to bring the uptown back. They can't even tell me, most people can't even tell me how many businesses, how many total businesses went out during the riots. And like I said, there's no clearinghouse as to exactly pinpoint, you know, exactly the businesses that are affected, the businesses that want to continue to operate. It just doesn't seem like there seems to be a plan at all. And as far as the median strip planned for next year, I would hope that that's put on hold for now. But I don't know anything about that as well. The CIP has not come out, obviously. And that was part of the CIP for this year. It was put off, and now it's going to be for next year, supposedly. But
It seems to me, Steve, that a median strip in the uptown area is really low priority at this point. I mean, this is a neighborhood that's trying to recover, and as you mentioned, they need a plan. And whether this becomes, more residential or what the focus is downtown, there needs to be, as you said, something has to happen here.
Well, and there doesn't seem to be anybody, you know, who can give me the answers. How many landlords are affected in the uptown? How many businesses have closed? How many businesses want to reopen? There's been very little communication with the property owners that I know of. And with the business owners, you know, because the property owners are many times separate from the business owners. So there doesn't seem to be any communication as to what's happening in the uptown. And it's frustrating because, you know, at this point, you know, the uptown will be in disarray for probably years and maybe decades to come, which is
unfortunate.
It's going
to be a while. That and insurance and all kinds of stuff as a result of what happened.
And those August. the fine people in the uptown did not deserve that.
No,
and
absolutely
in that
not.
Situation, because people at City Hall did not do their job. They did not protect the uptown. And I blame City Hall for the situation that we're in.
It's one man's opinion, not necessarily my opinion, Wayne's opinion, Pete at home, his opinion, Alpha Media staff, management, advertisers.
Pete is listening to me at home, and I know he agrees with me.
He's probably just getting, rubbing his eyes right now. And the same thing for my uncle and aunt Jerry and Hortense. They're doing that as well. Steve Casey, it's one man's opinion. Thank you so much. We will talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Sounds great, my friend.